And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 24th of April, 2016. It's the birthday of Anthony Trollope, London, 1815, the Victorian novelist who, though he worked for the British Postal Service off in Ireland, he woke up every morning at 4 and wrote for 3 hours, producing about 1,000 words an hour. And so, in less than 40 years, he published 47 novels, many other books of essays and sketches. Anthony Trollope, who said, "A small daily task, if it be really daily, will beat the labors of a spasmodic Hercules." It's the birthday of the novelist Sue Grafton, born Louisville in 1940, author of the best-selling series of detective novels featuring the female private investigator Kinsey Millhone, the Alphabet novels, which began in 1983 with A is for Alibi. Kinsey Millhone, the investigator who in one novel says, "Get close to someone, and the next thing you know, you've given them the power to wound, betray, irritate, abandon you, or bore you senseless. My general policy is to keep my distance," thus avoiding a lot of unruly emotion. In psychiatric circles, there are names for people like me. It's the birthday of the poet and novelist Robert Penn Warren, Guthrie, Kentucky, 1905, author of many volumes of poetry and also the novel All the King's Men, 1946, which won the Pulitzer Prize. And it's the birthday of the novelist Claire Boylan, born Dublin, 1948, best known for her work Emma Brown, in which she set out to finish a novel that Charlotte Bronte had begun. Bronte wrote 2 chapters and then died, and Claire Boylan wrote the rest, and it came out in 2003. Here's a poem by Dana Gioia, Places to Return. There are landscapes one can own, bright rooms which look out to the sea, tall houses where beyond the window, day after day, the same dark river turns slowly through the hills, and there are homesteads perched on mountain tops whose cool white caps outlast the spring. And there are other places which, although we did not stay for long, stick in the mind and call us back. A valley visited one spring where, walking through an apple orchard, we breathed in blossoms with the air. Return seems like a sacrament. Then there are landscapes one has lost. The brown hills circling a wide bay I watched each afternoon one summer, talking to friends who now are dead. I like to think I could go back again and stand out on the balcony, dizzy with a sense of déjà vu. But coming up these steps to you at just that moment when the moon, magnificently full and bright behind the lattice work of clouds, seems almost set upon the rooftops it illuminates. How shall I ever summon it again? Places to Return by Dana Gioia from The Gods of Winter, published by Grey Wolf Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. And by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles and engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.